We have some fun and drink some brews, wipe some asses and clean some poos. We grill steaks and mow the lawn, we get drunk and sing some songs. Whoa, we laughing, you are sad. Whoa, guys, we are totally your dads. We tell some jokes at your expense, we'll restore your confidence. We don't wanna hear a song, cause we'll turn this fucking car around. Whoa, we use words like dope and rad. Whoa, cause we're not your real dads. We'll tell some jokes that are really bad. Whoa, cause we're not your real dads.
You don't need to do that. Hey, welcome to Not Your Real Dads. I'm Andrew.
Uncle John.
I'm Uncle John.
I'm Nephew Eli.
I'm your old pal Jordan.
I'm a John's girlfriend.
Baby, don't make it so I own you.
Sound just like John.
Steve is fucking Italy.
He's fucking Italy.
He's fucking Italy.
With his parents.
They're gangbanging Italy this week, so Steve's not here.
They're just gonna bukkake all over.
That was the
word.
That was what the kids are saying last week.
Yeah.
What were they saying about it?
When a mommy and a daddy and a daddy and a daddy and a daddy love each other very much.
So we
they give mommy a facial.
We Oh, that was my favorite, what the kids are saying. We decided to invite our significant others to come record with us, and my baby Lucy's here with us. Say hi, Lucy. Pretentious.
She just gave us a look like, you know, when Fish and SpongeBob are angry. That's the look that she just gave.
Meep.
I wouldn't know.
When all the sardines unload from the buses to eat the Krabby Patties.
That's it.
That's the look that she just gave them.
We had planned to try and figure out some games to play while Steve was gone, but we didn't do that. We came up with some games to play, and then we forgot how to play them.
Here's a little bit of Eli yelling at Bruce.
This is how you fucking dad real good. You want some music? You gotta do it. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. And Eli's fucking doing it, you know? Right, Mom?
For real. I don't know how to put Bruce down to bed now that I'm not nursing. So. Eli yells at him.
Lucy, don't ever be 2 years old, okay? I love you very much right now. Do you want some garlic?
Don't. Listen, he's such a good dad right now.
He's a lot more patient than me.
He's a lot more patient than me, man.
What the fuck I've been up to? I fucking haven't really... We went to Vala's last week. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. That was interesting.
Lady yeah, wants to eat my person. One-year-old's ass.
Oh, fuck.
That was weird.
Yeah, it was really weird.
And that's it, I guess. What you guys been doing besides parenting?
Eating ass.
I was at school till like 8 o'clock per night this week, trying to write my research proposal and
Dang.
Class it up and talk to parents and, you know, so just being well.
I'm just wiring and putting up fixtures in stupid rich people's houses.
Fucking rich people, dude. I don't like them. And they can get out.
The good thing about fall, though, is
no, they keep me employed. Shows. I'm fine with it.
Huh.
Like, at least I come home and I'm exhausted. I'm sick of reading about recycling. But I can watch South Park and Sunny.
American Horror Story.
Right.
What else do we want to plug?
You guys have heard of these shows, right? So one of these games we're going to play, we're going to test it out. Lucy.
Lucy.
What's the matter?
She wants more puffs.
Oh, my bad.
Thanks, Mom.
So mad.
I guess you could be radio famous now. All right, so one of these games, we're gonna call it. Huh? That's neat. Based off of
that is neat.
You know when your dad just has a random fact about some shit that you don't really care about, and he says it, and it's like, huh, that's pretty cool, Dad. It's pretty neat. It's based off of that. So the plan is I'm going to ask you guys 5, like, trivia questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, now you have facts to, like, just share to people who will probably say, like, huh, that's pretty neat to you.
So we're supposed to answer these 5 trivia
Yeah, if you can, and I'll give you an answer afterwards.
All right. You know what? I got a lot of, huh, that's neat trivia questions from teaching summer school at the zoo this year.
Really? Lay one on me, dude. Everyone at the zoo is a dad?
No, Jordan's just constantly checking out
dads. Did you know that every mammal has 7 vertebrae in their neck, even a giraffe?
I did know that, but that's pretty neat.
Okay, fuck you. Did you know that owls have cylinders for eyes so they can't do this?
It's creepy.
That's why they have to...
Huh.
They can't turn their heads, that's why they... That's or they can't turn their eyeballs.
That's pretty neat.
Because they have cylinder eyeballs. And... I'm pretty sure it was that their eyeballs are like twice the size of their brains.
Wow.
Sounds like you.
Oh. Got him.
But,
All right, got one. These questions are all based about candy because it's almost Halloween, guys. Ever heard of it?
Oh, damn.
Halloween?
Oh, damn.
Thank you.
So, what is the most popular candy in Georgia?
It's gotta be no
racism.
Peachos.
Peachos?
Yeah, because you know, like the
peach rings.
Oh no, that's not correct.
That would make sense though, right?
It would, but you're a fucking stupid bitch.
Charleston Chew.
Nope.
Wow. But
that's also a good.
That's a Carolina though, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, Charleston.
West Carolina.
West Carolina, born
you know,
and raised.
North,
take your
east,
shirt
south,
off, twist around
west
your head.
Carolina.
You guys want to know?
Hold on. Wait. Were there originals?
Think about, okay, so we've deemed Georgia very racist, right?
Black licorice.
So they love white people.
White
so
chocolate.
Think of the most white people candy.
Candy corn.
No.
I have no idea.
That's Alabama.
Were there originals?
Snickerdoodles.
Swedish Fish.
That is very white.
I mean, it's in the title, Swedish. Oh, this is neat. Okay, give me a second.
Oh, that's neat.
Right? Isn't that pretty neat?
You can tell because the way it is.
Never would have guessed it.
Huh. What profession did the guy who invented cotton candy
Have.
I was going to say enjoy, but that's not the right word. Yeah, he didn't enjoy his profession.
No, cotton candy. That's how bored he was. He made sugar into string.
Candle maker.
No.
Picture frame
Wait,
maker.
Wait, cantaloupe maker.
Is he a popcorn maker?
No. I feel like
he
I'll say
something.
This and it'll make a lot of sense.
Was he an electrician or an engineer?
It wasn't a trade. It was definitely
a sugar string maker?
A sugar string maker. That's,
a baker? Was he a baker?
He wasn't a baker.
Was he someone that puts air into things?
Let me think. What's a hint I can give you?
Yeah, give us a hint that you can give us.
A hint.
We were just talking about Sam.
His name was William Morrison.
Oh, that's a good hint.
It's not a very good hint.
William Morrison.
He made more sons. He banged people.
No.
Oh yeah, he was a dick peddler.
Him and a guy named John C. Wharton, they made a machine that used centrifugal force to turn sugar into cotton like strands. The result was cotton candy.
Why don't they just say cotton strings?
At first, this is a good hint.
Tell us.
At first, the first name of it was fairy floss.
Oh. Was he a dentist?
He was a dentist.
I'm an anti-dentite.
And you guys just got a whole bunch of neat little facts out of that. The first name of cotton candy was fairy floss. Wow.
That was a shout out to Willie Dean, by the way.
It's interesting that a dentist would make a very sugary.
Right?
I just burped pretty hard.
Did you?
Yeah.
In your mouth? Yeah. Okay, that's hot.
How many licks does it take a licking machine to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
342.
Within 50.
362.
Within what?
Within 50.
Jordan got it within one.
Well, shut the fuck up.
Okay, so according to this,
we lose.
A licking machine takes 364 to 411 licks to reach the center of a Tootsie Pop.
If I didn't have a kid crying right now, I would fucking scream and quit my job and throw everything. Holy shit. Wow. I'm amazing.
Wow. Good for you.
That's pretty neat.
All right, so we got two more.
Yeah, Lauren's going to guess this next one.
Alright.
I can dig it. She's confused. Damn.
What is the Snickers bar named after?
What's it named after?
Oh, it's from somebody laughing. Sorry.
Stop it. Sorry, Jesus. Lynn.
That's fucking wrong as fuck, you dumb bitch. Lauren.
I don't know. Go jump in. I don't know. What's it named after?
It's a good phrase.
Yeah.
What? I don't know.
Snickerty Washington.
Yeah. That was it. A log?
A log.
It wasn't a log. They didn't name the log on their farm was not named Snickers.
A Rocky Road log.
We have this old log.
My favorite
we
log.
We named them Snickers. We kept them around for years.
The family's farm was called the Milky Way, and it was in Tennessee.
So are you talking about Milky Ways, or are you talking about Snickers?
I'm talking about Snickers, which is owned by the Mars Company, by the Mars Company, which also makes Milky Way.
You know what? I bet you nobody in that company believes in...
Oh, maybe. Was it somebody's Snickers?
But not what? No, they didn't
was
name
it
them.
Snickers, though?
Snickers?
Yeah.
No. It was named after a racehorse. The family's favorite racehorse.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's pretty neat, actually. Pretty neat.
Is that pretty neat?
No.
I don't know about that one.
Oh, I have a really good dad joke for later.
One more question.
And
are they all gonna
John
be
John shit my closet.
Yeah. Alright, this is the last that's pretty neat trivia question.
Oh, no,
about
I got
how many Tootsie Rolls are made every day within 5 million.
Within 5 million? Okay.
Plus or minus 5 million.
How many Tootsie Rolls?
362
are number one.
Or minus 5 million.
Incorrect.
Tootsie Rolls are like one of my favorite candies. I love
Tootsie Rolls.
What? I heard Lauren and hers was funny. What'd you say?
I'm just saying that you're a basic bitch. Who just likes like plain difficult chocolate?
I said it's one of my favorites and you're being a fucking brat. Weird.
So Jordan, if you can figure, if I tell you this hint.
20,700,000.
No. You're more than 5 million off.
300 million.
Yeah, you're way over.
Oh, that's too many?
Okay, I said 20 million.
Over 44,440 are made every minute.
Minute?
444?
Wow,
44440.
That is neat.
On an 8-hour day.
But how many are made every day?
I thought...
So that was every minute?
44,000 are made every minute.
Do they...
Times
is it
60.
64 million... Tootsie Rolls are made every day.
Wow. That's neat.
That's pretty neat. I like that game. I just need to
be prepared.
Prepare for it.
No, it was
beforehand.
Pretty good.
But I like that because now we all have all these interesting facts.
Do you have
facts.
Something
I have a neat
that your
fact.
Dad has told you before that's neat? It could be while he's walking his dog shirtless down my street.
I'm sure my dad has told me some neat things. I can't for the life of me
remember
any of them right now, though.
Here's a trivia question. Who shit my closet? Lily or John?
It was Lily, the dog.
Wrong. It was you.
I was there. I know what happened.
You shat. I watched you do
nasty.
It.
Nasty.
Yeah, I watched you do it.
That's
there's
trivia.
A little.
That's
there's a little.
Trivia isn't an opinion.
Here's a little. Just so you guys know, I watched him do it. Yeah, I pulled a little trash. This is for
me.
Ratings.
And you didn't stop me. You let me shit in
he
your
was
closet.
No, I woke.
In shock.
I woke.
What
it, pretty much. I woke up and was like.
It's like what? It's what? No. drops on the floor and it's too late by then.
I kind of got in there and like looked underneath. And
like, damn.
Oh, damn.
You don't have enough fiber in your diet, do you?
You kind of sounded like a pomegranate.
You walk around, there's so many words, but pomegranate.
It turns out not in every language, those syllables, they all mean pomegranate.
The pomegranate. Pomegranate is a universal word for the fruit pomegranate. Well, duh. Oh, banana. You want to go there?
Okay. I have a good joke. Guys, I told all my students the other day, your groundbreaking shovel joke. I thought it was very funny, and they all stared at me. And then one of my students, whose name I can't say, but I wish I could, because it's very cute, she said, can I tell you a very funny joke? I said, yes. She said, what's Beethoven's favorite fruit?
Beethoven's favorite fruit.
One of my students interjected and said, why would Beethoven have a favorite fruit? He's a dog. It's a bone. And excellent. I didn't acknowledge that.
You should have. That should have been the answer.
That sounds right. A bone
Beethoven's
is a fruit.
Beethoven's favorite fruit. There's no deaf fruit.
Yeah.
Banana. It's a banana. Banana.
That's not the word banana. You've added too many syllables.
Yeah. You're being a fuck.
It's very
That's funny.
Funny.
That's funny.
It's like, damn girl, that's good.
Eli, you got a game to play?
Do I have a game to play? Yeah, I got a word for y'all.
Mm. Oh, we playing What the Kids Are Saying?
Is that cool?
I'm down.
Do you have a theme song for What the Kids Are Saying?
What the kids
we did.
Are saying.
All right. We'll clip it. We'll use it next time.
All right.
We did it, and we'll do it again.
So I'm going to give the meaning of the word.
We'll make a tradition of it.
I'm going to give the definition of the word. I'll get you guys to guess the word.
Mm-hmm.
This word should be fairly easy. You looked at it, you bitch.
I'm just trying to
You're not a bitch. It. You're fantastic.
You can't look at it. Okay, now you can't guess.
Talk
now you
to
don't
me
get
like
to play.
You normally talk to me. You'd normally call me a bitch and hit me.
You're giving me permission then.
Wow.
That's fucked.
Wow.
Right.
You, dude.
You saw it. Is that correct?
No, I only saw the first three letters.
So, okay. So, you,
fucking just know. Fucking say the word. Geez.
Feeling sick or nauseous.
You see. You don't get to play.
All right.
Oh, now I get it.
Feeling sick or nauseous after hearing about the Kavanaugh trials.
Kavanaugh-ious.
Nailed it. You already saw it, didn't you?
Yeah, I looked it up. Just
She's
like
also
did.
Doing what the kids are saying.
Was that the one you're going to do?
No.
Okay. Then why'd you guess?
Because.
You want
I
you
wanted
want
to
draw
feel
this
smart.
Out. You ready for me to use it in a sentence?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm feeling Kavanaugh-ious after hearing that Brett Kavanaugh is getting voted in to be confirmed on the Supreme Court.
That's very good.
Very.
Thanks.
Did you read the other
one
that was below it?
Yeah, I'm going there right now.
All
right. The feeling you are ready to vomit after going 100 kegs or bust.
I like beer!
I'm going to be a member of the Beach Week Ralph Club for sure. Man, oh man, am I Kavanaugh-ious.
That's excellent.
Y'all ready to
man.
Vote?
Fuck that guy. Hey, make sure you go out and vote. November 6th.
If you
6th.
Text
For the
me
people we
anytime
want.
After 2:30. No, just exercise
no,
your rights,
that.
Man. If you nope. are in Omaha and text me anytime after 2:30 on voting day or surrounding areas.
And your number?
I will
text me
pick you
number.
Up and take you to your polling place. Because that's my contribution today.
You take me?
Lyft and Uber, they have free rides to your polling place on November 6th. So if you don't
right.
have a ride, fuck in.
Also, double check that you're registered because fucked up things have happened to some people's registration where they
yeah.
get to their polling place and all of a sudden they're not registered and can't vote.
Yep.
Cool. That's all a right. public service announcement.
So there's two definitions. I'm going to go with this first one.
You can also give the word.
Just
I'm going to do the first definition because I think if I tell you the second one, you'll get it right away. Okay. So,
that's fair.
Something that is whack, shitty, dumb, or fucked up, used to describe objects, people, or shit you don't want to do.
Weak.
Nope.
Lame.
Nope.
Lame.
Untight.
Untight.
Non-dope.
Alright, so you ready for the second definition?
Yeah.
To abuse any licit or illicit substance via insertion into one's rectum.
Boofing.
Boof.
Oh, damn.
Brett Kavanaugh did it.
Oh, he boofed?
What? Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
Well, they made fun of him on SNL and stuff, and I heard all of it, but I didn't, like, when they say words, I'm still not saying what the kids are saying. Like, I don't know the words. He said he boofed, like, stuck things in his butthole, apparently. But also,
he said that meant farting.
Didn't he, wasn't there some type of, like, what did they quote today that we were listening to? There's, like, anyone's gotta be brave to fucking do a
devil's triangle.
What's a devil's triangle?
I don't know.
Oh, it's two dudes and one chick.
Oh, yeah, it's just like a threesome with more dudes.
Devil's
so
three-way.
That's a devil's triangle? Yeah. Jesus. Open your brains a little, people. Just saying.
Jordan, you got a funny story about what the kids are saying?
I'm having what the kids are saying to me segment. We're going to start off with one of my friends who is so adorbs, and I wish I could say his name because it's so adorbs, too. So I teach 6th grade math, so when I say they're adorbs for middle schoolers. And this friend, every time he talks to me, he's brushing his hair with a comb into a ski jump. If you can imagine a 6th grader with a ski jumped hair. And he came up to, talking to me at my table the other day. And he came up to me, I had some carrot chips sitting on my table and his brain was blown. That he was looking at carrots that were made into chips. And I was like, dude, you can try one if you want, man. And he was like, are you sure? Okay. And took a bite and was like, oh, man, that's dope.
Just carrots.
Just a carrot cut differently.
Carrots cut into slices is dope.
It's all right, man.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking dope.
It's dope. It's like, well, I looked at him and was like, that really is dope. And Lucille.
Oh, I'm gonna play.
Well, do you want me to?
No, so, keep going. Yeah.
Also, everyone's faves child story of mine is a few years ago. I'm pretty sure I was very pregnant. There was a girl who I didn't have that was in the hallway that was in my line or some shit, and she was like, I told her to go to class, and she was like, what did you say to me, ho bag? And I was like, you bitch. But really, I just, like, went and called the office. And they came together, and then they were trying to get her to apologize to me. And they brought her into my classroom while everyone was taking a test very quietly. And she's like, hey, sorry you're such a ho bag. To apologize to me.
Jeez.
It was great.
Oh, shit.
I just looked at her, and I was like, this is where I'm at right now. This is my life.
Kids say the darndest things.
But on a lighter note, I do have a student who was so naughty last year who I have, like, eaten out of the palm of my hands by the end of the year. And one of his 7th grade teachers this last week threatened to, like, all right, well, if you're going to act like that, let's go tell Stolpe. And he's like, no, that's fine.
Damn.
And she's like, what, are you scared of her? This kid is, like, a good foot taller than me, and he's really big. He's like, no, she's just really great. And I don't want to, like, make her mad or anything, so. And so
that's
then he just,
radical.
Like, sat down. And
hell yeah.
That's what the kids doing? Are
I'm
saying.
Gonna...
They're saying Miss Dolby's very cool. Just saying, that kid who said carrots were dope put a note on my board that said best teacher ever.
The carrots are dopest.
Just saying. That should be an Urban Dictionary. Miss Dolby, best teacher ever.
So, this little squeaker that you've been hearing, that's Lucy. And I'm going to play a little recording that my friend sent me that her sister said they're in Spain right now, or traveling around Europe, and I just thought it was real funny, and then the picture they're talking about, Eli's gonna post up on the Instagram so everybody could see it. So, here it is. This is my friend Jana and her sister Katie talking about my daughter.
I was trying to take a stealth poop in a public bathroom, and I saw the pictures of your baby, and I ugly laughed out loud.
The one where it says, like, sup, bitch. And she looks like an Italian mob the boss. I love...
like, super blurry and hideous. It's just perfect.
Sup, bitch is my favorite one.
Perfect one's good, too.
The perfect one is also excellent. Oh, man. But
perfect.
Thank you, Jana and Katie, for sending me that. And, We'll post up the picture to the Instagram so everybody can see
Jana,
it.
Jana, but not Katie, because I don't know Katie.
She's very
just
great.
Just tag a Katie.
I'll tag a Katie.
Tag all Katie's. Any Katie.
I know a couple. I know a couple. There's like 20 of them.
Yeah. At least.
I got another kid saying
you
things.
You got one?
Do I got one?
Do you got one?
What?
The teller. What the kids are saying? Or not anymore?
I thought I just did.
Oh, word.
I broke it when I played football.
Did you want
to know? All right, you guys ready?
I just couldn't remember if you'd done one yet.
The teller of cool stories. The coolest storyteller.
Rad nice. Dude.
Can I have a sip?
The Crypt Keeper?
Is it bro?
It is a bro.
Oh, damn.
Cool story, bro. That's the sentence for it.
I get it. Awesome. I saw this thing. I don't know why that remembered... or reminded me of it. Oh, god damn, that's funny. But it was like, bros talking to each other, and it was like, bro, I posted a meme, I only got 4 likes, bro. And he's like, yeah, bro. I said, why didn't you like it? He's like, I was too busy. He's like, oh, you're too busy to like my meme, bro? He says, yeah, I was too busy making 4 accounts, bro. He made the 4 accounts that liked his meme.
I love it.
That's bro love. I think I'm surprising our significant others with this right now, but I want to hear what they have to say about our podcast so far.
Oh, snap.
Whether it's family or friends, let us know. Send us
Well, yeah, but I see, because like I know that they'll be mean to us and not care about our feelings because they love us so much.
I just wanted on record that I was the one who initially bought you all the equipment to start your podcast. So to say I don't support your endeavors, I feel like it's a little bit, you know.
You're right.
But...
so, Jordan and Lauren, what do you guys think of this podcast so far? Lay it on us, you know? And we're going to get mad. And we're
like
going to defend it.
I feel like I've already given you a lot of constructive feedback. You
know? All right, well, lay it on me now.
Constructive feedback yesterday.
You're right.
So, I really like it.
I don't fucking believe you.
I think it's annoying when you interrupt each other. I think it's annoying when Eli tells stories for too long. I can tell when Eli thinks he's funny and he's not funny. And so those parts are annoying, too.
What did you say to me, like, last week?
I said... I can't remember. What?
You said, you don't like how I take forever to say words.
Oh, yeah. Like, John starts sentences, he's like, tell us,
Yeah, I think I've told you that, too.
And he thinks it's a joke, but really, like, I'm just waiting to hear what the fuck he wants.
I think it's funny.
I think it's funny. That's why I do it.
Well, once you explained it to me, then it's a joke. It's like okay, now it's kind of
funny.
That's
me very much over-exaggerating, like an NPR announcer.
Well,
or
it's
like
just...
a Michael Barbaro on The Daily when he just...
It's secret.
Fuck yeah. Like, if you think about, like, that episode of Sunny or those episodes of Parks and Rec where she's like, and when you... set the park up. I just think that's funny.
No, I love it now that you've explained it. I think it's like I was listening to the five one. I don't know if it was the Father Figures one. I think it was, but Eli was going on and on about like what road
where exactly Chuck lived.
God damn, he does that shit to me all the time. That he like
I'm Hassan, right, like, here.
Okay, I know you are, and I. This is a.
You issue asked that I for this,
right?
I didn't. I John asked did. For
this. So
I don't, like, want to be criticized.
He'll be like, so yeah, 25 years ago, I was like doing this, but maybe I was doing this on the first step of my house. No, I think it was like second step. No, the first step. Nope, definitely the third. I guess. No, probably was the second. For like 20 minutes, I'm like, I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter. Anyway, I had a rock there. And that's what happened during the podcast one time, and I, like, wanted to throw myself out of the car that I was driving. Just like, you do this to other people, too? Is it just a single-person torture?
Yeah, so quit thinking you're the so victim, you
then,
bitch.
Then, like, I kept thinking this story was over, and then Lucy. Someone would start talking about something else.
Lucy doesn't give a fuck right now.
Why would she?
He would start She's talking about some, everyone would start talking about something else and laughing and joking. And like, but anyway, so yeah, I used to play catch with him, and I used to think, oh my god, dude. Which is like, Chuck, I know you listen to this, and I like you a lot. I love
Chuck
you.
Chuck needs advice very on how to be much. A better dad to Eli and Garrett.
You're a great dad. Eli needs to talk less about every detail of you being a great dad. He just loves you so much.
I think you would call me a bro. He's the best storyteller.
You're a very great dad. Eli's a very great dad because of you. Thank you.
Laura, what do you hate about our podcast? Because I know you don't love it because you've never listened to more than 10 minutes of an episode. You told me
they
that today.
Today?
I probably said that, yeah. They get better as they go.
She bought me a microphone and then got mad when I started using it. Happy birthday, you better throw it away before I do.
Well, to be fair, you're not even using it, so.
That's true.
Oh, damn.
It's alright. I feel like we just buy each other gifts that we don't ever use.
That's true. I got her a Pokemon hat, but it wasn't the kind of hat that she likes.
It wasn't a trucker hat.
It looked like a total cosplay thing. It'd just be like me saying, I'm gonna get you this cool Zelda shield for you to just.
Have.
Just go to class with.
Lauren doesn't like it when I make jokes about Lucy being a grown adult. Like in the first episode when I said, my daughter's learning how to walk, and soon she's going to be walking out the house straight into bars and getting bucked by whoever.
I don't know.
Which, she probably doesn't like it the second time around either.
In retrospect, yeah, that's not a very good joke.
Yeah, no, I don't appreciate those. At all.
And we won't do them.
I don't know.
Except for when John repeats them to explain himself.
I just feel like when she is older and is hearing this, I don't want her to be like, oh wow, so that's what my dad thought of me.
You know? Alright, guys.
Well, I got a game. We've been working on it though. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
But we've been working on it. Like, we don't make like super duper crass jokes like that anymore.
That's good.
I'm sorry, I just repeated it.
I think it was... No, it's fine. I don't care. I just remember listening to the Cube episode, and I don't know what exactly what was said, but all that stuck in my mind was talking about sperm on a something, squirting sperm on a child or something. I don't know if that was...
Whoa. That doesn't sound like something we talked about.
It definitely sounds like something you would talk about.
I don't know.
There's no way we were talking about squirting on a child.
No, not like, not squirting on, but just, it was, there was like that, and then like talking about children in the same.
Mm. Like so, squirting up a load inside you to make a child?
Maybe. I don't know.
But that's quite
disgusting.
Brad Pitt, Jake Gyllenhaal, Matthew McConaughey. Marry one, fuck one, kill one.
Oh.
Fuck Brad.
Okay, so. Shh. No, he Brad. Started. Oh, hang on. I'm just re.
Brad.
Jake.
Matthew. Oh, this is easy.
Yeah. Okay. Marrying Jake. I'm fucking Brad. I'm killing Matt.
Okay. That's
you don't like Matthew
literally
McConaughey?
Literally exactly what I was going to say.
I like him, but out of those three.
Okay. Like, marry one, fuck.
Brad Pitt is going to be a good fuck. But Jake Gyllenhaal.
I feel like Jake Gyllenhaal is a good fuck. And
he's a good fuck and a good husband. And Matthew McConaughey is probably a good fuck, a decent husband, but not as good as either Brad or Jake.
Let go, please, baby girl.
I'm kind of sad about nobody wanting to marry Brad, but what do you feel?
I mean,
this is hypothetically.
Yeah,
you're not really
doing
do
the fuck Gyllenhaal.
Nope.
Mary, Matt, and kill
Wow.
She really cut deep on that one.
What's yours? Yours is Mary Brad.
Mary Brad, fuck Jake.
Kill Matt?
No, also fuck Matt.
What?
Okay, I've got one.
What era are we talking? Are we like, because if it's seven Brad, I'm definitely going to fuck Brad no matter what. But
I'm also thinking, like, A Time to Kill.
Okay, Matt always dies. It's just, there's four of us, four out of four times, Matt
dies. Dallas Buyers Club, Matt.
Or how about Reign of Fire, Matt?
Okay, guys, I have one.
He still seems like a vanilla fuck.
No, he voted for Trump
guys,
as that character.
I have one.
You know, you got another game? You said you had a game to play?
Okay. What if Fuck, Marry, Kill was over Bath and Body Works Candlesense?
I don't want to do that. It's too hard. I'd marry them all.
What is going to be Dad Rock when...
When we're
is
older,
it's gonna go away.
No,
or is,
no, it's gonna be
our age just
no,
gonna
it's gonna be
listening.
It's gonna be
no,
Hinder,
gonna
Breaking Benjamin.
To...
Oh, you, modern
Nickelback.
Dad Rock.
Yes,
Breaking Benjamin.
With the lips,
no, the lips of Kurt Angle.
Lips of Kurt Angle.
Okay, let's come up with a different Fuck, Marry, Kill. Hello, guys.
Fuck, Marry, Kill. Creed, Nickelback, Hinder.
Shit.
Okay.
I'm fucking Nickelback. They are party
real good.
Okay.
I'm killing Hinder.
Oh, fuck.
And I'll marry Creed.
Wow. That's intense.
Because they're
what
good Christian
people.
I could settle down with Creed.
I would probably...
Christian people.
I would probably kill
that's
Hinder.
That's what you look for in a marriage.
Right?
Yeah. Kill Hinder. I killed Hinder.
Also, since you did it, that's a good idea, probably.
I'm on the same page for that.
What do you think, Lauren? Fuck, marry, kill him.
What about
Creed,
Buck
Nickelback?
Cherry?
Think I'm married.
Oh, yeah, Buck Cherry? If you throw a Buck
just
Cherry
to
in there.
Spite me?
Fuck Nickelback and whatever the other one.
Kill Creed? That's fair. I mean, you're not wrong in anything. Like, you could do it to spite
hey,
me,
tell
and you're
that,
still not wrong.
Hey, tell Mike, tell her dad that.
Okay, my dad does not need to be listening to this.
He loves
Dad,
Creed.
Protect your earballs. Turn it off.
Is there anything else we got?
I got a dad joke. It's a bad one. What do you call a fake noodle?
Nope.
An impasta.
That's it. What do you call an Argentinian with a rubber toe? Roberto.
Oh!
Oh.
I hate that.
No, that was very good.
You like that one?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What do you call a cow with no legs?
Ground beef.
What do you call a cow with two legs?
What?
Your mom.
Oh!
I tell that to my students all the time.
I'm going to tell that to Lucy when she's older.
Whoa, you're so funny.
Why don't skeletons ever go trick-or-treating?
Because they're bones.
Because there's no bones about it.
Because they ain't got flesh about it.
This one sucks. They have nobody to go with. No body to go
no,
with.
No, yeah, that's good.
Got nobody.
I wouldn't buy anything with Velcro. It's a total ripoff.
Wow.
I hate these. Fuck this website.
Keep reading them.
This website.
I have one.
This website is called niceonedad.com. Don't go to it. Fuck this website.
But it's probably pretty good. John just doesn't have delivery.
No, there's been a good joke.
Comedy is about delivery.
What does an annoying pepper do?
Gets
get jalapeno
business.
That's a good one.
we're going to cut
I'm
that.
I'm going to fucking cut that
we're
out.
We're going to cut that.
That's going to be the end
one.
Fucking
of every
like,
dad joke.
You suck.
That's
a good
one.
Or, yeah, at the end of
the dad joke.
The dad joke say, man, that's excellent. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks
Sorry,
for
Dad.
Thanks for putting up with
also,
us.
Also, thank you, Jordan and Lauren.
Jordan, Lauren, and Lucy was here. I think Britt was Bruce in a little
bit. No problem, guys.
This is the last time Lauren's going to be on the podcast, so I hope.
You guys also heard Jordan a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Very cool. So
but I'm really happy we got to do this. I'm really happy Steve left. And
I was getting sick of him.
Yeah, he sucks butts.
Share us wherever. Give us a rating on iTunes or Google Play or whatever the fuck. Shoot us an email, notyourrealdads@gmail.com.
Give us feedback.
Give us feedback, because we have no fucking idea what we're doing.
But we also don't. You're right. Never mind.
Yeah, we don't. If you like it, you know, cool. Shoot us a fucking email. Tell us what you like about it. Tell us what we can do better. Give us some advice. Yeah. If you got some funny parenting stories that you'd like us to share, tell us those. That'd be fun.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing an interview or two.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be fun.
But whatever. Hey, thanks a lot for listening. Check it out next time. Follow Steve's Real Dads. Clear Your History and fucking all the other shit. What's something else someone from Omaha's doing that we can support? Yeah. Crack a cold one with Sean and Ryan?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Crack a couple cold ones with the boys or some shit.
Yeah.
That's a good podcast. Oh,